Okay, 16th of Shvat, 22nd of January. We're on page Samach Dalet in the Alei Shur. here in the Mavo to the second Shar. So we've spoken about what it means when a person is Omid Al Daito and he wants to work on himself. So the first thing we saw is that being Omid Hashem means greater quality. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. The difference between Ovid Eslokim v'Asher Lo Avado is a qualitative difference, not quantitative. It's a quantitative in something that seems to be insignificant. You're viewed at 101 versus 100, so that makes you, it's a qualitatively better relationship with what you're learning rather than quantitative. And the quote from Rav Chaim Vital about Midos being the basic part of the neshama upon which Shmiras HaMitzvos is built really indicates that you have to, this personal chinuch. So he uses two terms. He uses the term increased quality in avoda and chinuch atzmi, personal chinuch. And as we saw at the end of the session yesterday, the problem with the latter is that you really have to know yourself. And in his words, mama od matzuya hashkiya v'ha'ashloya. How common is error and illusion when a person has to identify their own strengths and weaknesses? Which brings us to the bottom of page Samach Dalet. Ulam yeshno chinuch klali v'chinuch prati. However, there is general chinuch and individual, personal, specific chinuch. Hachinuch haprati nivna al yediya yisodus shel hakochos. The individual chinuch is built on a fundamental knowledge of the kochos, hamidos, vanatiyos, vapoalim ba'adam, strengths, traits, inclinations that work on a person. Umatarosa, and its function is, its goal is, nitzel kochos elu l'tova, vadbaros kochos of haroim, ayideh agbaros kochos of atovim. Like capitalizing on nitzel doesn't always mean save, it can mean capitalizing on these kochos for good. And that word hadbara, I believe, means like controlling. Controlling his bad kochos by way of strengthening his good kochos, where he has particular knack or ability developed that to such a degree that where he's weak is sort of led by where he's strong. And, you know, Chazal talk about, right. And he's sort of using the Asay Tov to control the Sur Mirah. Ze Yitachin Rak Acharisha Adam Makir Satzmo. This can only be, Yitachin means it could be correct, means it can be. This can be only after a person knows himself. Baram, however, Yeshnam Yisoda Shekol Adam Chayv L'Sagal Atzmo B'li Hevdal Ezo Tchunos Ishios Mahavos Es HaKavo HaPrati. There are foundations, or we'll say foundational principles, that every person has to like train himself in. Lasago can mean like to habituate himself in, without any difference, without any distinction, what are his personal characteristics, tchunas or characteristics, or what personal characteristics make up his individual herkev, it's like a mixture. Every person is more of different
compositions.
So strengths and weaknesses, character traits. The Rishonim use terms like mezeg. What's your mezeg? It means a mixture. You know, there's like your mosaic, a coast, you mix it. So a person and his personality is this much confidence, he's this much shame, he's this much angry. So without any distinction as to what his person, what personal characteristics make up his herkiv, his mixture, it's probably a better word for that. But there's some things that are universal. The matter is analogous to principles in regard to maintaining health. That a doctor would guide all people in, without taking into account in matzav gufo haprati, the doctor doesn't need to give you a physical to tell you certain things. Like the need for cleanliness of the body and of the food, tizuna sedira v'chadoma, consistent nutrition, and the like. chinuch atzmi yisodi zeh, this personal chinuch, this fundamental personal chinuch, eino dorish hakar mefuretzes bekochas nefesh, does not require a specific recognition, personal recognition of the kochas nefesh. Mataroso, its goal, afshir es avod v'toru mitzvos, to make possible the avod and toru mitzvos, v'lahachshir es hakarka l'chinuch haprati, and to prepare the soil for personal chinuch. In other words, there is another step which is more specific. You know, are we growing carrots or are we growing orange trees? You know, but just getting the soil ready is universal. That's a mushel.
So you have to have a basic level of this midas.
Right, certainly midas, there's some things that are common to everybody, and that's what he's going to address. Bishar zehinenu makdishim es tesumas libenu. In this section, we are dedicating our attention l'chinuch ha'atzmi ha'klali, to that general, not the specific, but the general personal chinuch. Darkenu bishar zeh, our approach, our path in this shar, the tzayin b'chol inyan me'enyanei avoda, to designate or to point out in every matter of aspects of avoda, ma'im prate ha'avoda u'ma'im prate ha'chinuch ha'shayochem l'nin zeh. Again, he maintains this distinction between avoda. Avoda means doing Torah and mitzvahs with a greater quality, and chinuch is working on oneself. It's a din on the cheftza, a din on the gav. Okay, there's better ways of doing that, and better ways of doing that, and there's ways of working on myself. So he's going to point those out to us.
You divide between actions towards other people versus introspection of oneself, or that's too simplified?
Yeah, often we speak of midas having to do with other people, but there are midas that are operative in Ben Adam Lamakom too. If I'm too lazy to get up and daven, that's not your problem.
What?
If I'm too lazy to get up and daven, that's a midah to work on, that's Ben Adam Lamakom. It's not. Generally, midas are described as being Ben Adam Lachavera. Rachum, Chanun, Rachapayim, and the midas that we're supposed to emulate, most of them, the place where you copy them is in your interactions with people.
Avoda?
Avoda? Yeah, avoda is not midas. Avoda is what you do, it's service. Avoda is mostly Ben Adam Lamakom.
So a general principle between people. So that's like what we learned, Derek Eretz precedes Torah, like Rabbi Levov, so these are things we should know before we even get into Torah.
Right, and the general playing field where you use those midos is among people. We've spoken about this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows midos to us, which we are supposed to copy and use to the beings with whom we interact.
13 attributes.
Right. We don't, you know, I don't walk down the street and bump into Kodesh Baruch Hu or Malachim and, you know, who have needs. We deal with people. Lo nuchal l'geshes el beir hanyanim mebli lamad al ha-totzos ha-chamuros ha-lulos levad megisha paziza l'chinach atzmi prati. We can't approach explaining these matters. I think this is like a warning, without taking a moment to, let's say, to analyze the severe outcomes that are likely to be born from a wanton or a hasty approach to personal chinuch. In other words, he just told us we're going to focus on general chinuch, not personal chinuch. So a person might be thinking, and again, this sefer is really written for yeshiva bachurim and serious ones, all right, that's not enough. I need to work on the specific also. I'm going to figure out what I got to do specifically. I need to be extreme in this and this and this. That's what I need to do, and it's not really a well thought out and well guided personal chinuch regimen. So he's saying it's dangerous. It refers to severe outcomes. Zeha Yakar, this dear one, this dear Bachar, Asher Biyom Amdo Al Daito, that on the day when he was Omid Al Daito, I'm really going to work on myself, I can be something, I have to focus on this, which is a very laudable moment. But Hichlid, he decided, Lava Lal Atzma, to work on himself, V'yidiyas Atzma L'Haisala, but he doesn't really know himself. He thinks he does. He's heard of suggestions of what we call Tanis Dibur, not speaking, for fixing Lashon Hara. Right? Lashon Hara is rampant, so if I don't speak, I won't speak Lashon Hara. It's a little bit of an extreme way of behaving, but he thinks it's a good thing. Alha hisbodidus hadrusha lavodas Hashem, for hisbodidus, which is solitude, that's needed for serving Hashem. V'halach v'amra esa ken gamon. He said, oh, I'll do the same thing. These are practices that great people have, I'll do the same thing. As atzma haruchni hu misakin, he's endangering his spiritual self. Ulai prat zeh shenokad bo magbir yosef netiyosef hashlilios. It could be that this detail that he is sort of what you say chapt onto is going to strengthen his negative inclinations. Asher dafka osan hayitzarach lakar barishona. That specifically them, he needs to uproot in the first place. Maybe he's aloof and insensitive and needs to interact with people more. He needs to communicate better. And he thinks what he needs to do is to move to a mountaintop. In Rav Kook's Musar Avicha, he referred to Nasiras Amidas, which really was a Kabbalah concept, but sculpting Midas, it's sometimes when a person wants to cut away something bad, if he's doing surgery with a chainsaw instead of a scalpel, he can end up cutting away good Midas. So you have to really know what's bad and what's good, and he's saying that really takes a knowledge of himself.
So you have to first take an inventory of your own Midas.
Yeah, which really requires this great knowledge. The great Bali Musar knew how to do that. All these stories, real stories that are recorded at the altar of Slobodka, who would say things about people, there were Talmidim who everybody thought were great, and he didn't like them. And there were Talmidim people saw no potential in, and or somebody who everybody thought needed to be treated softly, and he was very strict with him, and vice versa. And like years later, they would see the wisdom, because he's able to identify what's the person's real problem, what's his greatness, and so on. Musar was understanding people. They were great pedagogues for that reason. Anota betivu la'atzvus v'yish, which will, a person who by his nature is inclined toward despondence and giving up, l'mashal v'yala al daito l'sragal v'achna, and he's going to have a thought, I really have to train myself to be overly humble and submissive. Hare yamis bekirbos azika achron shal simchos chayim. He's going to deaden, he's going to kill within himself the final connection to Simcha of life. Yivatal Sayyidiyah Kushmi Malos. Whatever weak knowledge he has of his own Milos, he's going to nullify. Kikachu Yavin Hachna. That's the way he's going to understand what humility is. Hina Yishka O Yosef Atzar. He's going to fall into despondence. These things happen.
He gets depressed.
Yeah, that's not what he needed. You can have a person nowadays who reads about Navarda Musar and thinks that's what I need, and those were people who needed to be pushed in one direction, and he needs the exact opposite. Maybe he has low self-esteem.
And then he would come and mobilize and become depressed.
Yeah. So Musar is powerful, and taking the wrong medicine at the wrong time can be very dangerous. So he's saying it's a warning about not taking on personal Musar without a real good diagnosis. If you don't know what
you said about the medicine, you take what the doctor says, you have two.